A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus exclaimed, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. We pray for our dead in the Dominican Order every day, but today is a special day to pray for the dead. We have our Dominican All Saints Day and our Dominican All Souls Day. November the 8th is the All Souls Day. And it's a day that is special for praying for the dead, but as I say, we pray every day in different ways. All over the world we remember the Dominicans of our province. As you get older, more and more we pray for people whose names I can recognise. We pray every day, and very often after a particular person's mentioned from the province, there's always some of the older Dominicans who say, "I can't believe it's 10, 15, 20 years since he died." Hard to imagine. Once I was leaving prayer and I turned to another Dominican who had been praying for the dead of our province right back to Cardinal Howard, the Dominican Cardinal of the 17th century. I said to him, "Oh, I can't believe it's 350 years since Cardinal Howard died." One of our little tropes we think we remember, and in fact we've forgotten, we're amazed to find that people have been dead so long. It's a very powerful practice, and in fact very central to the heart of Dominican purposes. Praying for the dead is important to us. It's used to be one of our special devotions, purgatory. And praying for Dominican dead concentrates the mind wonderfully. The one vice we're prone to is pride. And it's ironic that we hear this gospel revealed not to the learned or the clever, but to mere children. And praying for the dead is in fact for us more than just praying that they're happy somewhere. It's actually recommitting ourselves to be with them in eternity. That's a great mystery of eternity, that we're not just to be happy forever, we're to be happy together. Now, you've lived with people in religious life, it doesn't always feel like the most desirable thing to spend eternity with them. A lifetime's hard enough. But then that makes it real, makes it powerful. We're praying for each other. And praying for that mysterious harmony that God alone can create between human beings. Mysterious because it would be easy to make us live together by just taking away what's ours, what we are, you know, just stripping us of everything. That's not our faith, that's not our belief. We don't think this life is somehow a series of mistakes and then the real self, which has got nothing to do with the self we became on earth, emerges. We have to become people who can live forever. And although weakness stops us, although many obstacles in the way we're built, the way we live, and the things we do, and the things we say, and the sins of our past stop us, to become perfect isn't to stop being ourselves, but quite the opposite. It's to become who we truly are. And so prayer for the dead that we've lived with, known, been frustrated by, disappointed by, or inspired by, taught by, given love by, really makes us think about the credible mystery of eternity, eternal happiness. No Dominican dies feeling they've achieved what they plan to achieve. We all die with a sense of failure. We also die with a sense of mercy and hope. And praying for the dead that we've known teaches us to pray for all the dead. Somehow humanity is to become a perfect source of joy to humanity. Every human being in heaven is a source of joy and love to every human being. And that's beyond our imagination, beyond our thoughts, our understanding. It's never, ever beyond our hope.